This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Okay, there we have it. So we'll start first reviewing the Tursus Rid inside one more time, those of you who have got it in front of you, and then summarizing it outside, and then looking at the Rabbeinu Tam, and then back to Rashi. So the Tursus Rid goes on the, it's two lines from the bottom in the version that I sent to you, Limutei Chalipin, that the excluded Kinyan in the Mishnah is Chalipin according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna believes that chuppah would be an admissible form of kinyan for kiddushin. Therefore, the number sholosh is not to exclude chuppah, but it's to exclude chalipin. Says the Tosfos Rid, kashi li tuva. I find this very difficult. V'im noson odom suda liisho sheyesh bo shove pruto. Assuming a man gave a woman a sudor, a kerchief that was worth a pruto. Afal pi shenosno lo b'teras chalipin, even assuming he gave it to her explicitly as a kinyan chalipin, amai ena mekudeshes, why would she not be mekudeshes? B'hare yesh kan shove pruto, after all, there is a shove pruto in that suda. V'kivan denakito be gimel agimel v'hi reshois l'oshko, amai ena mekudeshes. And since, if she's holding 3x3 of that suda, she's permitted to force him to give it to her, why should she not be mekudeshes? So the Tosfos Rid is coming from the viewpoint that the kinyan of kesef does not refer to any specific object, neither to coinage nor to anything else. It refers to value. And that means that when you koine a woman with kesef, you've got to be koine her with commercial value. That commercial value could be expressed in currency, and it could be expressed in an object worth more than a pruta. It must be worth more than a pruta. If it's not worth more than a pruta, it certainly isn't economic value. But the idea of the pruta is not that more than a pruta makes it currency. It's that more than a pruta gives it economic value. Less than a pruta, it might have sentimental value, it might have other value, but it doesn't have commercial value. It needs to be a pruta. But if it's worth a pruta, asks the Tosfos Rid, then even a suda, even if we take chalipin in its most extreme form, and that is a Kenyan suda, where you merely hand it over as a token, as a gesture. And the intention is that the woman's going to give it right back to you. She's just symbolizing the marriage. Even that, says the Tosfos Rid, should be in order because there is a pruta of value. And if you want to say, but if she gives it back to him, then there hasn't been an exchange of value, says he, no. V'afal pi shehi machziroso loy. Even if she returns it to him, midaso hi machziroso. She does that willingly. Strictly speaking, the person who receives a suda could keep the suda. The makne, the person who's transferring ownership and using a kinyan suda, so the koine, the one acquiring, gives the suda to the makne. The makne lifts the suda, does a kinyan on the suda, and the normal practice is he gives the suda back to the koine. But he doesn't have to. He could choose, he could keep it, which means when he gives it back to the koine, he's doing that of his own volition. V'im hirotso, who shall I? And if she wants to, it could be her. She could keep it. V'gam im kidsho b'mano v'achar kachim marziroso lo mirtzoino klum yeshlo mashenu mekudeshes. Clearly, that couldn't be the problem, because even if he kadesh her with a money, even if he was mekadesh her with $100 or more, and she decides to give it all back to him one moment after the kinyan, right there under the chuppah, he gives her $1,000 and she gives $1,000 right back to him of her own free will, then that would still be a good kinyan, says the Tosfos Rid. So what's wrong with chalipin? Why does chalipin not work? If this kerchief, or whatever the object of chalipin is the only aspect of the kinyan, there is no other money involved, it's only this. She's mekudeshes. So a kinyan chalipin in and of itself, says the Tosfos Rid, would be no problem. What are we talking about here, where it tells us that a kinyan chalipin doesn't work? It's not where the kinyan chalipin is used as the form of kinyan. It's where really he's being mekadesh with money, with $100. But the $100 he doesn't have with him, and so he does the kinyan chalipin to be mischayev, to obligate himself so that he cannot retract, and to obligate her so that she cannot retract. So it's a symbolic declaration of seriousness of intent that is irretractable. That's what the kinyan chalipin is. But what's going to do the kiddushin? I'm not exchanging you for the suda. I'm exchanging my rights for you for $100, which I commit myself to give you. That form of kinyan doesn't work. Bichi hai gav navada ena mekudeshes. In this situation, she's not mekudeshes. Kivan shelo nitrates liit kadish lo ela b'moneh. Because what has she agreed to give herself away for? For a moneh, for $100. Moneh en kanan, that hasn't transpired. That transaction hasn't taken place. If that transaction hasn't taken place, there's no kiddushin. V'afa pishe besoda koineh hasudu. Even though in the equivalent situation with a field, it would work very well. If a man sells his sode for $100, and the buyer did not pay the $100, she ignored the kesef in order to acquire it with kesef. And instead, he did a kinyan suda, he gave him a handkerchief, so that he can't retract and nor can the seller, that both are committed, he has to pay the $100 and the seller has to give the field. That's a valid kinyan. And he is obligated irretractably to pay the $100. After a while, and this is the chalipin that works. Wherever chalipin works, this is how it is. It satisfies the requirements of a sale. From the word of Gula, which we learn in Perek Hazov, in both Metzia Gula and Mechira, Afa Bishen Kan Lekesef Eloshtav Elochazoko, Gula means that the sale is valid even without money, shtar, or chazoka, the normal ways of acquiring a field, besudar kana'or. You can acquire it by means of a sudar. Mashen ken b'isho. And although this works by a field, and although we learn kinyan kesef from a field, this will not work in the case of kiddushin. But time edemilta, why? Kedem afarish, as the Gemara says, tekivin dechalipin itnu b'fochus misho b'pruta. The problem with chalipin is it doesn't have to be commercially valuable. That the suda does not have to have commercial value. It's true that the Tosfos Reed said, in the situation where it has commercial value, if that's the only commercial value he's exchanging, or as the Avnei Miluim explained, if this was the tchilas piron, if this was the beginning of the payment, let's say the suda is worth $50, and he says, I'm going to marry you with $100. Here's a suda, and later on he gives another 50, not another 100, but only another 50. Indicating clearly that what he used under the chuppah, what he used at the time of the kiddushin, was the value of $50 inherent in the scarf, then in such a situation he would be koine using kesef. That would be kesef. But kinyan chalipin doesn't have to work as kesef. In other words, what the Tosfos Reed is teaching us, especially the way that Avnei Miluim explained him, is that kinyan chalipin has an aspect of kesef to it. It can be used as kesef. And it can be used even though it's not kesef, merely as a symbol that is mechayev payment of kesef later on. In that second situation, it doesn't even have to be worth a pruta. It doesn't have to be worth anything. It just has to be a kli. It needs to have some kind of use. In that situation, it certainly wouldn't work in the case of a woman, because lo mekanya nafsho li skadesh lo shelo tuchel lachzor b'befochos misho v'pruta. She doesn't even accept his commitment not to retract if what he gave her is less than a pruta. The kivan de papochus litnu mishum pruta. And if you cannot fulfill the kinyan, says the Tosfos Reed, in a situation where the kinyan is worth less than a pruta, then it won't even work where it's worth more. So again, what is the Tosfos Reed saying? Chalipin has two mechanisms. It can either work as kesef. If there is more than a pruta in the object of chalipin, then that pruta plus could be seen as money, and that could be the total value of the kiddushin, and that would work well. Or that could be tchilas piroi, and that could be the first installment of the kiddushin, and that would work well too. That's one kind of chalipin. There is another kind of chalipin, which is symbolic. That chalipin does not need to be worth a pruta or more. It doesn't have to have any commercial value as long as it's a kli that has some use. It's defined by use and not by value. And that's a different kind of chalipin. That second kind of chalipin wouldn't work for a woman. Even if he says, I'm doing this kinyan merely as an expression of commitment, and I'm really going to give you $1,000 later on, or I'm going to give you a very valuable gold ring, that still isn't going to work. Because a woman is not makne herself. She doesn't take anything seriously if the object being given to her at that particular time is worth less than a pruta. And now comes the most important piece in the whole Tosfos read. And since if he uses an object of less than a pruta, it doesn't work, mishove pruta nami letnu, it also doesn't work if it's worth more than a pruta. Why? She'ein gzeira shova lemechze, because we have a principle that ein gzeira shova lemechze. When you learn a law, when you learn a halacha, using the mechanism of gzeira shova, you can't learn it half ways. You can't say I'm learning the laws of A onto B because there's a hyperlink between A and B. The same word is used, and we have the Kabbalah that there's a linkage between these two halachas. So I can take the set of halachas from A, and I can apply that set of halachas to the situation of B. So we've got the field of Ephron that Avrohom buys is situation A. We have a Kinyan Isha where we also use the word Kicha as we do in the case of Sadeh Ephron. And if I'm going to learn this as a proper Gzeira Shova, I take the principles of A, the field of Ephron, and I apply it to B, to the situation of women. It's true that Chalipin works for a field as well. We learn that later on from Rus. So we know that Chalipin works for a field. In that case, Chalipin should also work for an Isha, says the Tosfos Reed. The problem is, I would then have to say, well, it depends. Chalipin works for an Isha if it's the kind of Chalipin that is worth more than a pruta. Then it would work. But if it's worth less than a pruta, then Chalipin doesn't work because it's a gnai for the woman and she's not makanya nafsho. That's a gzera shova lechatzoyin. That means I'm using the gzera shova only for half. Some kinds of Chalipin will work and some kinds not. That wouldn't function. It's true that if the Chalipin is worth more than a pruta and I give it as money, which means I'm not going to give money thereafter, or if I do give money, I'm going to deduct the value of the object of Chalipin, then it would work. That's because it's really Kesef. That's not Suda. That's Chalipin as a form of Kesef. But if I'm doing genuine Chalipin, which is Kinyan Suda, then I would have to divide it, and I would have to say if the Suda is worth more than a Pruta, the woman can might be Mekanya herself to it. If it's worth less than a Pruta, she's not. That's a Gzera Shova Lechatzoyin, and therefore we don't do it. Which means, since we don't do a Gzera Shova Lechatzoyin, and we cannot do the Gzera Shova in full, we don't have a Gzera Shova for Chalipin. Which means, according to the Tosfos Reed, there is no source in the Torah for a Kinyan Chalipin by a woman, even though there is a source in the Torah for a Kinyan Chalipin by a Sodeh. That's how the Tosfos Reed comes out. There's no source. There's no authority in the Torah to say that a Kinyan Chalipin should work for a woman. So there we have the Tosfos Reed. Now we're going to go into the Rabbeinu Tam, that is explained in Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. On Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, you've got a Tosfos at the bottom of the page. We're not going to do the whole one. We're going to do Tosfos' questions on Rashi, and then Rabbeinu Tam's answer, and there we'll have a different understanding of Kinyan Chalipin and why it doesn't work for an Isha. So the Tosfos goes on the words, the Isha befochos mishove pruto, loy mekanya nafsho. And the Tosfos, as is his way often, asks the real primary questions. One of the things we learn from Tosfos is how to ask a question. Because it's really in the question that you break open a piece of Gemara or an idea or concept, and you get to its heart, that you really get to its soul. And even in situations where we don't go like Tosfos, where there are others who disagree with Tosfos, nevertheless, Tosfos' method of questioning is an important skill that we need to learn and master. He starts off by explaining Rashi. Learns the Gemara according to Rashi, which is the way we always start off understanding a piece of Gemara. Your starting point is Rashi. The Gemara Aliba de Rashi, that's how you understand the Gemara, and from there you can question and do whatever you want. So he starts, Perish Bekuntris, Rashi explained, Mishum de Gnai Hu Lo, that the reason that Chalipin doesn't work is it's a Gnai, Hilkach Batil Lo Toiras Chalipin Bekidushin. Therefore, and Rashi's words here are very important, and we'll focus on them a little bit more when we go to the Rashi later on in the Shir today. But because it's a gnai for the woman, batil lo toiras chalipin, the laws of chalipin do not apply to her. So just remove that whole package of laws called chalipin, removed from the situation of Kiddushin, it just doesn't apply. Ve'afilu b'chli sheyesh bo shove pruto. Kli has a shove pruto. It still doesn't apply. Iyohiv lo b'toras chalipin. If it's given to her b'toras chalipin. If that was somebody who knew who joined the shiur, we've just started the Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos at the beginning. We're in the second line. So Tosfos has quoted Rashi, saying that the reason that chalipin doesn't work is because of the gnai, since it could be done with a pochot mishove pruto, the chachomim removed, they were mevatel all the laws of chalipin from the situation of kiddushin. Chalipin doesn't work by kiddushin. That's Rashi. The koshel Rabbi Natam. And Rabbi Natam asks a number of questions. Number one, the imkain poshto yodo vekiblo tiskadesh befochos mishove pruto. The fact is, if she puts out her hand and says, I'm very happy to take this item of less than a pruto, even though it's b'chalipin, I'm completely fine. This is a wonderful man, and I'm happy to become his wife, and it's unimportant to me what the worth of the object is that we use as the kinyan. It's just the kinyan, and I'm happy to use this. That should work. If the whole thing is subjective, if it's all about about a gnai, about how she feels about it, then if she puts out her hand and accepts it, that should be sufficient. That should be a valid kinyan. Now, I just want to pause on that particular question of Tosfos. And if you have, again, if you have the piece that I sent you, which had the Tosfos read on the one side and the Tosfos Harosh on the other side, you'll notice in the Tosfos Harosh, if you don't have it, don't worry, you'll just listen. In the version that I sent you, on the fourth thick line of Tosfos HaRosh, that's towards the bottom of the page, he asks the same question as Tosfos, and he answers, V'nireh sheyesh liyashiv girsas hasforim, and our girsah is correct, you'll see that Tosfos wants to change the girsah, the kivan destam noshim loy makna nafshahu befochus mishove pruto, since we establish a chazoka, an assumption, that ordinary women generally speaking, are not makne themselves for less than a shove pruto. They're not makne themselves for something that has zero commercial value. Afilu poshto yodo vekiblo kiddushin befochos betelo da'ato. Even if a particular woman put out her hand and said, I'm willing to accept this, betelo da'ato, we disregard her view. And we make the decision as to whether this works based on the chazoka, on the assumption that applies to women in general, not to exceptions. So although it's based on a woman's subjective feeling, we take the species women and we look at the feelings of women and we say that women generally don't appreciate this kind of kinyan, and therefore we're removing this kinyan from Torah's kiddushin. It doesn't apply, irrespective of whether one woman puts out her hand or not. So that's how the Tosfos HaRosh deals with Tosfos's kasha, the first one. Again, the koshel Rabbein the time back in Tosfos, surely if she puts out her hand, it should work even if it's less than a shove pruto. So that's not such a strong question. We've already got the answer of the Tosfos read, of the Tosfos HaRosh. Void, kivan de tali taimo mishum de gnaihu lo. Since we've said the whole reason for chalipin not working is because it's a gnai, because it's a humiliation for a woman. Further on Daf Yudalef, the Gemara asks a question on Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says the reason that you've got to use a dina, or not a pruta, is because he holds that women are not mekadesh themselves for less than a dina. So the Gemara asks, if it's just a question of subjective value, whether or not a woman agrees to be mekadesh herself or mekadeshes herself for less than a dinner, then what is the situation with Benasa de Rabbi Yanai? We have a case there where the daughters of Rabbi Yanai's family was a very prestigious family, very noble family in its time, and the daughters, it was known that the daughters of Rabbi Yanai would not accept kiddushin for less than the value of tarkeva de dinori, many, many dinorim. In other words, unless you brought them a very expensive kiddushin, and we're not talking about the nedunya, we're not talking about the ksuba, we're talking literally about the kiddushin. What object you use for the kinyan, or how much money you use for the kinyan, since they were a very noble family, they used to be makpid for large amounts of money. But the Gemara goes on to ask, what would happen if one of them put out the hand? Surely they're free, a particular daughter of Rabbi Yana is free to say, you know what, I'm this man is great and I'm willing to accept less than Tarkava Dinari. Clearly she's allowed to say, if it's all dependent on subjective value, asks the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph, just as the daughters of Rabbi Yanai are free to reduce their standard fees for Kiddushin, so any woman should be free to say, I don't want to take less than a dinar. Bishlamo, according to Beis Hillel, says it's a pruta. I understand that less than a pruta is not money. But Beis Shammai says it must be a dinar. Why must it be a dinar? Because women don't like to be mekadesh themselves for less than a dinar. Understand that. But what happens? It's an agreement. At the end of the day, it's free trade. And if she says, I am willing to give away my rights of exclusivity for less than a dinar, what does it bother anybody else? It's kesef. We know that it's more than a pruta, and therefore it's kesef. And if it's more than a kesef, then kesef. Why should it not be okay? That's what the Gemara asks on Daf Yud Aleph. The question is, why doesn't the Gemara ask that here by Chalipin and say exactly the same? If it's more than a pruta, why shouldn't it work? I understand if it's worth less than a pruta, maybe you can say it doesn't work because it doesn't have commercial value. But Rashi says even if it's worth more than a pruta, it won't work. Says Tosfos, leave it to the girl to decide whether it works or not. As long as it's worth more than a pruta, if it's an object of chalipin and the girl says, I'm willing to take this watch, it's a beautiful gold, diamond-studded Rolex watch, and the fact that he used it, gave it to me as chalipin, I don't care. I'm very happy to accept this. Why would we not go then by her own statement of value and willingness? That's Tosfos' second question. Void kosher, and his third question. At this point, we're learning the kinyonim of women from sode, not only kesef. At this point, the Gemara is willing to learn all kinyonim, because you see, we're looking at chalipin. The Gemara actually said, I might have thought chalipin worked, and the Gemara said, oh, maybe it does. Why doesn't chalipin work? Why would you think chalipin worked? Because if we're learning kichor, we know that chalipin works by a field. So at this point in the Gemara's reasoning, we're willing to take the entire batch of laws around kinyonim that apply by field and apply that batch to women. In that batch is included chalipin. And that's why we have to find a side reason why chalipin doesn't work. Although we can transfer the whole batch of kinyonim from the laws of field to the laws of women, we must take chalipin out for the reasons of gnai. However, in Ken, isho nami tikne b'chazoka k'moisode. But then we should apply the laws of chazoka. You can occupy a field, and if for 3 years nobody throws you out, it's yours. Or you can build a fence around it. There are things you can do. You can lock the house up and keep the key. There are things you can do, and provided the seller knows that you've done this and he doesn't object, that's a kinyan. Surely we should have a similar thing for women. And furthermore, the Gemara asks further on, where do we know from shtar? So we figure out where we know that kesef works. We figure out where we know that bi'or works. Where do we learn shtar from? Where in the Torah does it say that shtar works? So the Gemara and the Gemara answers, it says Tosfos, if we're going to learn the whole batch of kinyonim from fields, then just as shtar works in fields, shtar works with women. What's the Gemara going on about? What's the kasha? Those are Tosfos' questions on Shitas Rashi. Lekach nire l'Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam believes the girsa de garsinan befochus mishove pruto loy mekanya veloy garsinan nafsho. We have to slightly modify the girsa, the actual wording in the Gemara, and we've got to say, if you look at the last line of the Gemara, the isho befochus mishove pruto, and then over the next page loy mekanya nafsho. She's not mekanya herself. Tosfos takes out that word nafsho, because nafsho turns it into subjective. A woman is not maknes herself. So we're getting into her head, if we have the word nafsho there. And whether we get into the head of this particular woman, or we're getting into the head of womankind, is not the issue. We're getting into her head, and that leads us to all these difficulties. But if you take nafsho out and you simply say the isho befochus mishova pruta loy mekanya, a woman cannot be nicknamed with less than a pruta. There are technical reasons for that, not psychological reasons for that. So if you put nafsho in, then this piece of Gemara has to be understood psychologically. And from the psychology of women, we determine certain halachas, which are then applied irrespective of psychology. It's not as if the psychology allows us to make determinations in the halacha. The psychology creates the halacha that chalipin doesn't work. Once that halacha is created, it's then applied universally, irrespective of the psychology of a particular woman. However, says Tosfos, don't get into psychology at all. This has got nothing to do with psychology. It's got nothing to do with whether it's a gnai for a woman or it's not a gnai for a woman. That's not the reason. Isha befochus mishove pruta loy mekanyo. That's all that we have, and we take out nafsha. So back in the Tosfos, so let's see what Rabbi Natan does with that. De loy bikepedo talya milta. Because this is the beginning of the sixth line of Daf Tosfos. This has nothing to do with whether she's makpid or not, whether she gets angry, whether she's fussy about and picky about the object that's being used. It's got nothing to do with her opinions and her psychology. But the reason that chalipin doesn't work is for a different reason altogether. Mishum degomar kicho kicho mistei Ephraim. The reason is that we've learned kicho kicho from stei Ephraim, dichtiv be kesef, about which kesef is used. So we've learned the concept of kesef from stei Ephraim. Since the word kicho is used by stei Ephraim, and the word kicho is used by ki yikach ish isho in the case of marriage, we learn that kesef is a form of kinyan that works for an isho. Uva pochus misho be pruta loy mikri kesef. Less than a shovel pruta is not kesef. So what do we learn from Ephraim? That kesef works. Less than a shovel pruta is not kesef. And what about the Gemara that asks the question, maybe chalipin should work. Why should chalipin work if we only learn kesef? That's what Rabbi Natan is now worried about. He's just established that we don't learn all the kinyonim from Stei Ephraim. And it's around that point that the difference between the Hava Mina and the Maskon of Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan in his state of questioning, and Rabbeinu Tam is answering, what changes in his answer is that initially he assumed that the Gemara was willing to learn the whole batch of Kinyonim from Sodeh. And therefore he asked, why don't we learn Chazok? And why don't we learn Shtar? And the reason that he came to that is because the Gemara says we should learn Chalipin as well. The reason we don't have Chalipin is a psychological reason. So we've got to take Chalipin out of the batch. But may Ikaradin, from the Torah's point of view, Chalipin should work as well. Therefore, the assumption is at that point in Rabbi Natan's question that all kinyonim are learnt from Stei Ephraim. In the answer, Rabbi Natan modifies that and says, no, the only thing we learn from Stei Ephraim is kesef. And this is a primary difference between Rabbi Natan and most of the other Rishonim. That is, the only thing we learn from Stei Ephraim is kesef. And anything less than a pruto is not kesef. So why then, asks Rabbi Natan, did the Gemara even have a havamina that chalipin would be included? Chalipin is not kesef. Why did I think that might work? And the Gemara said, and b'shtar v'chazoka lo hiksha. Why chalipin yes and shtar and chazoka not? I understand why the Gemara didn't ask from shtar and chazoka, because shtar and chazoka is not money, it's not kesef. And all we learn from Stei Ephraim is kesef. So I understand that. But why ask from chalipin? Chalipin should be categorized together with shtar and chazoka as a non-kesef kinyan. And if it's a non-kesef kinyan, there's no havamina to learn it from Stei Ephraim. Why would I even think that? The Gemara knows very well that we're not going to use kicho to make a woman like a field in all matters of kinyan. And that's why the Gemara asks further on, Bishtar minalan de lo gamiran misode. How do you know that shtar doesn't? Where do we know from that shtar works? Because shtar we cannot learn from sode. There's no intention to learn shtar from sode. All we learn from sode is kesef. Elo le kesef. Davke dichtiv be kicho. Because the word kicho is used for kesef. Kicho means purchase. It means a transaction that involves money. And since it means that, that's all we learn from Stei Ephraim. V'loi porich michalipin. So then why does it ask from chalipin? Here's the real question. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's all very well. But why does our Gemara assume that chalipin maybe could be learned also from Stei Ephraim? Ela mishum dahavi ke'en kesef dikro. The Gemara thinks, you might think that chalipin is a form of value. You might think that kesef is about value and not about currency, the way, in fact, we learned that Tosfos read. You might think that kesef is about value and not about currency, and therefore, provided there is a pruta of value in chalipin, you might think that it works as kesef. Sheyesh b'hem shoveh pruta. Vachi perushon. This is the question of the Gemara's. This is the meaning of the Gemara's question. Ve'ema hachinami shetikane isho bechalipin kesheyesh b'hem chalipin shoveh pruta. Perhaps hachinami. Perhaps it should be that a woman can be acquired bechalipin if there is in that chalipin the worth of a pruta. Ke'ein kesef tikro, as if it's like the money you'd spoken about in the pasuk in Stei Ephraim. So it's not that I'm learning another kinyan. It's still kinyan kesef, but maybe the principles of kinyan kesef overflow to embody also an act of chalipin when that act of chalipin is worth more than a pruta. Say mishtar sheyesh bo shovi pruta, more so than a shtar that has a pruta's worth. Even if a shtar has a pruta's worth, you might think if the actual shtar is a beautiful document written, calligraphied by a well-known artist on a piece of parchment, that shtar is then very valuable. And it could function as kesef. Then so she is a shtar pruta, because there's no requirement that a shtar should be a pruta. That even if you wrote the shtar on something which you cannot have any benefit from, it's still kosher. In other words, the value of a shtar is not in the object of the shtar, but in the wording of the shtar, still kosher. Aval chalipin deshove pruta domin lekesef. But I might think that chalipin, whether you're exchanging value and you're using the term chalipin, it should be like kesef. Umeshani in the Gemara's answer, here Rabbi Natam defines his understanding of chalipin. Chalipin itnu b'sochus mishove pruta. Since chalipin can be acted out with an object worth less than a pruta, v'imkein einon mitam kesef. Therefore, you see from that chalipin cannot possibly be the same kinyan as kesef. Kesef is not about value. If kesef were about value, then chalipin with something worth more than a pruta would work. Kesef is not about value. Kesef is about currency. And an object is not kesef. And therefore, if I use kinyan chalipin, I'm using the usability of the object, of the kli, as the thing being used as the kinyan, not the value. Elo kinyan achiru, it's a different kinyan. And in fact, it is like shtar and chazok. So if going back into the Gemara, the way Rabbi Natan learns it, the Gemara thought that chalipin was similar to kesef, because in the Havim, and in the Gemara's initial understanding, it understood kesef to be value. If kesef is value, then I understand why shtar and chazoka cannot be learned from Stei Ephraim, because we're not learning anything from Stei Ephraim other than kesef. And shtar and chazoka is not kesef. However, chalipin is kesef. If chalipin is worth more than a pruto, it is a form of kesef, because kesef is value. No, answered the Gemara, kesef is not about value. Kesef is about currency. And if you're using an object that isn't currency, if you're using a kli and you're using kinyan chalipin, which could be less than a pruto, clearly you're not using the mechanism of kesef, and clearly you don't have a source in the Torah for it. So what is common between the Tosfos Rid and Tosfos is that both of them learn that there is no source in the Torah for kinyan chalipin to work for a woman. It's not that the Rabbonin removed it and put any kind of gezeira on it. It's that there isn't a possibility. There is no source for it. According to the Tosfos Rid, if I use chalipin as value, it will work, because Tosfos Rid learns, even in the conclusion of the Gemara, that kesef is about value, not currency. And therefore, if I'm using the scarf as the value, then it will be a good kinyan. It will be as if it will be like kesef. The only time chalipin will not work is if I'm still going to give you the money and this is just a symbol. Then it wouldn't work. Tosfos says, no, even if the chalipin is worth $1,000, and even if I'm using this as the full amount, and I'm not going to give you any money afterwards, this is what I'm using, but I'm using it as chalipin, that's not kinyan kesef, and there's no source in the Torah for it. According to the Tosfos Rid, there's no source in the Torah because ein gzera shova lechatzoin, you cannot have a half gzera shova, so the gzera shova doesn't work for chalipin. And according to Tosfos, there's no source because the only thing we learn from Stei Ephraim is kinyan kesef. We don't learn kinyan chalipin, and kinyan chalipin is a totally different class of kinyan that has nothing to do with kesef, whatever. That's how Tosfos learns it. Let's have a look at Rashi now, and then we'll have the three sheets clear. What does Rashi say? So we're looking at the top at Rashi on the next page on Gimel Amud Beis. Lo mekanya nafshis, says Rashi, diganai hu la, because it's humiliating for her to accept less than a shove pruta, hilkach botil lo l'toiras chalipin b'kiddushin. Therefore, the toiras chalipin, the laws of chalipin, that package of law called chalipin, is botel, and he uses the word botel. It's not that there isn't a source for it. Botel means it's there, but its effect has been nullified. Botel means nullified. You can only be mevatel something that is present. When do we use botel b'shishim, botel b'rov? If you've got a piece of treif that got mixed up with kosher, and a sufficient quantity of kosher, you can be mevatel the treif, because it's there, it's just that it's mevatel, we ignore its presence. According to the Tosfos Rid and according to Tosfos, there is no kinyan chalipin. There's nowhere to learn it from. It doesn't exist when it comes to kiddushin. In the laws of kiddushin and Evan Ezer, you won't find kinyan chalipin according to Tosfos Rid and according to the Tosfos Harosh, according to the Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfos. But according to Rashi, he says botil lo l'toras chalipin. That means that chalipin theoretically could work. But we've been mevatelit. Who's been mevatelit? Rabbonin are mevatelit. Why? Vafila b'klishi yesh b'shove pruta. Even if it's worth more than a pruta, even if the object being used is very valuable. Iyohiv lo beloshin chalipin. If you use the words of chalipin, it's bottle. By using the word chalipin, you are mevatel its force. So you bring along the Rolex watch we've been talking about all the time, worth $5,000, and you say to her, Hareat Mekudeshes b'chalipin, I'm being machlif you, I'm exchanging this Rolex watch for the rights in you, with that word you've been mevatel chalipin. You've made it null and void, you've made it unable to take effect. The value in the watch cannot do the kinyan. Ad deyoiv lo b'toras loshin kinyan or kicho or kiddushin. But if you use the words kinyo, kicho, and kiddushin, then it's valid. You can use the same Rolex watch, and you can say, Hareat mekudeshesli b'shalom zeh. You're mekudeshes to me with this watch. Or you are, at lekucholi, you are acquired to me. Or Hareat niknesli b'shalom zeh. You are acquired to me using this watch. Then you definitely will be, the kinyan will definitely work, because it's not a kinyan chalipin. So there are a few interesting things in Rashi. The one is the power of speech. According to Rashi, it's speech which determines what kinyan it is. According to the Tosfos Rid, it's not speech. According to the Tosfos Rid, the question is, what is the relationship between this object given under the chuppah and the mani of kiddushin? If this object is the mani of kiddushin, it doesn't matter what language you use. So if I say, Hare at muchlefesli b'shalom zeh, with this watch, you are exchanged. I am exchanging my rights in you for this watch. According to the Tosfos Rid, that's a good kiddushin, and she would need a get if something went wrong. According to, if that was the total value. However, if he says, I'm going to be mekadesh you with $1,000 or with $100,000, and here's the Rolex watch merely as an act of kinyan, as a symbolic act of kinyan, lift it up. You can keep the Rolex watch even. I'm still going to give you the $1,000. That also would be chalipin and would not work according to Tosfos Rid, unless he deducts from the $100,000 the value of the watch. If he says, I'm being mekadesh you with $100,000, and here accept this watch as a kinyan chalipin, and the watch is worth $5,000, and then he only pays her $95,000, that makes it clear that the watch was tchilas piroin. That makes it clear that the watch was a first installment, and therefore it's kesef. So Tosfos Rid understands whether it's kesef or chalipin from the context of the kinyan, not from the wording. The wording is irrelevant. The context is what we've got to look at. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's unclear what determines whether it's a kinyan chalipin or a kinyan kesef. He doesn't really say what would be. What he tells us is a kinyan chalipin doesn't work at all. It has no source in the Torah, and it's not a kinyan kesef in any way. Even if it's very valuable, it doesn't work. Well, how do you know if it's a kinyan chalipin or it's shove kesef? We're told in the Mishnah that you can use shove kesef. So what exactly is shove kesef and what is a kinyan chalipin? We don't know that. Perhaps that will become clearer when we go into the din of shove kesef. But right now, we don't really know, according to Rabbeinu Tam, when it's chalipin and when it's kesef. Maybe he uses Rashi's own idea as far as that's concerned and says it depends on what you say. But according to Rashi, what's interesting, according to Rashi, different from both the Tosfos Rid and Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam, is that strictly speaking, there would be a Torah Chalipit. So Rashi holds that even according to the Maskona, even according to the conclusion of the Gemara, we would learn Chalipin as part of those Kinyonim that we learn from Sadei Ephraim. And maybe it's because Chalipin is an extended part of Kesef, whether that's the reason or it's a different Kinyon that we would learn from there, we're not sure. But one thing we are sure is that since it's a Ganai, we are Mevatel, the Chachomim are Mevatel it completely, and it doesn't work. You see that a little bit also in the Tosfos Rihazok. If you look in the margin, probably on the right-hand side in your Gemaras, you've got Lo Mekanyon Afshe, the first Tosfos Rihazokin. Hilkach, therefore, afal pishi hi roitzol hiskadesh befochus mishove pruto. Even if a particular woman would be willing to be miskadesh with less than a shove pruto, or certainly if she would be willing to be miskadeshes with more than a shove pruto, ein hakidushin klum, the kiddushin are not valid, she doesn't need a get afterwards. Vihifkiu toiras chalipin bikidushe isho. Again, that word vihifkiu. They were mafkia, they removed toiras chalipin, the laws of chalipin, from Kiddushe Isha. They, the Chachomim, removed it. Mid Oraisa, according to Rashi, Chalipin works. According to both the Tosfos Rid and Tosfos, Chalipin doesn't work Mid Oraisa. It's inherently flawed. We have no source for it. According to Rashi, we do have a source for it. The source is Sadei Ephraim, provided it's worth more than a pruta. Because Kesef means value, and in an object worth more than a pruta, there is value, and that's the value he's using, and strictly speaking, it would be good Kiddushin. It's because of Gnaihu law that the Chachomim are mevatel the Torah's Chalipin, and it won't work. Add the Yohiv law until he gives it, but Torah's Loshen Kinyan or Kichoi Kiddushin. He's got to use, to apply the body of laws that makes it a Kinyan Kesef, he's got to use Torah's Loshen, a particular language, and that language has to be either Kinyan or Kicho or Kiddushin. So what emerges is we have three completely separate views. In some ways, Tosfos Rid and Tosfos are aligned in that they both say Chalipin is not valid mid Oraisa, whereas Rashi says mid Rabbonin, the way we've understood Rashi. In some ways, Rashi might be more aligned with Tosfos Rid than with Rabbeinu Tam, because they at least follow the same Girsa. Tosfos Rid says that it has nothing to do with the psychology of the woman, and you remove that word nafsha from the Gemara. It's pure technical reasons. It's not psychological reasons. Whereas Tosfos Rid agrees with Rashi that is in the Girsa. So in some ways, Rashi is more aligned with Tosfos Rid. In some ways, he's more aligned with Tosfos. But in any event, it's really three different views as to why a Kinyan Chalipin doesn't work in the case of Kiddushin. I'm going to leave it there, and I'm going to turn the recording off. The next piece of Gemara we'll do is the next few lines. In fact, let me just do the next few lines, because I'm not going to go into it in depth, and then we can start from the two dots next Sunday. Minyola de Sefer Lim Ute Chalitza. Why does the Sefer have a number? You remember the Gemara asked both questions. Why is there a number in the Reisha that a man can acquire a woman? A woman can be acquired in one of three ways, and she can acquire herself in one of two ways. Again, it uses a number. What's it excluding? Chalitza. You might think that chalitza could terminate a marriage. Says the Mishnah, no, there are only two ways that a marriage can be terminated, either through get or through death. I might have thought that I could learn chalitza as a kal vachomer from Yevoma. How would I do that? My Yevoma she'ena yitzo beget. A Yevoma cannot be terminated. The relationship of a Yevoma to her Yobom cannot be terminated with a get, which would imply that a get is weaker than chalitza, because a get wouldn't work, but chalitza does. Yotza bechalitza, chalitza works. Zushi yotza beget, that's clearly a woman then, in a marriage, where get does work, but get, which we would think is the weaker form of separation, enodin she yotza bechalitza, isn't that the kol shechein on, isn't that all the more case that chalitza should work, because chalitza is the stronger one? Kamash malan, it comes to teach us in the Mishnah, no, there are only two ways that a woman can, that a marriage can be terminated, either get or death. Ve'ema hachinami, asks the Gemara, maybe that's in fact so. Who says that chalitza doesn't work? Maybe it's a good kal vachomer. Answer the Gemara, you're right, from the kal vachomer, it is a good kal vachomer. Chalitza seems to be a stronger form of separation than get, And you need a stronger form of separation for Yibum than you need for marriage. Why then does Chalitza not work for marriage? Amar Kros Sefer Krisus. The Torah says you give her a Sefer Krisus. Sefer Korotov Ein Davar Acher Korosov. The thing that terminates a marriage has to be Sefer. It has to be a written document with a story in it. A written document, Sefer comes from Sipur. There's got to be a document that tells the story. It's not just a any other form of kinyan. For chalitza, it can be a kind of a kinyan chalipin, a kinyan suder, and for they're all the different kinds of kinyanim. None of them will work for divorce. The only kinyan that works for divorce is a shtar, and a particular shtar written in very particular ways, and that is the get. That has to be. It's interesting that shtar is the least intimate form of the kinyanim. For a kinyan chalipin to take place, you hand something to the other person. For a kinyan kesef, you hand beer. There's certainly intimacy. Shtar, it's true that you're handing the shtar over, but it's interesting that the Masechta Gittin starts with the person sending a get b'shlichus. Hashaleach, if a person sends a get, that's the first Mishnah, almost assuming that the most normal form for getting is through a shaliach, because it's the termination of a relationship. There's no intimacy, there's no connection. So the normal way of giving a get is to write a letter, hand the letter being the get, hand the get to a shaliach, and have the shaliach deliver it to the woman to make sure that she's received the communication. That's the least intimate form of communication, where there's clarity, documented clarity, but not intimate connection, is what a get is. And that we learn from Sefer Krisus. Sefer Korso Ve'en Dovar Acher Korso. No other kinyan can work to terminate a marriage other than the shtar of a get specifically. And that's where we learn from that chalitza doesn't work for a woman who's married, and that only two forms of separation can work, get or misas habal, are the only two. So there we're up to the two dots. And then next Sunday, Mir Hashem, we'll start the new sugya, which is the two dots on. So if you prepare from the two dots here till the first part of Dalad Amud Aleph, we'll do some tests, but I don't know that we'll get onto that next Sunday. We'll do mainly the Gemara and Rashi, through till about 8 or 9, 10 lines. Let's see, as far as we can go. Ideally, we should go until the two dots, sort of a little bit below the halfway mark on Dalad Amud Aleph, but we might not go quite as far as that next week. So I'm going to terminate the recording, and then if anybody wants to stay online and ask any questions, please feel free to do that.